USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is threatening to veto the House Republican bill to raise the debt ceiling. The White House called it an exercise in reckless gamesmanship. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre cited an analysis by Moody's Analytics.
The speaker's legislation would increase the odds of a recession, cost 780,000 jobs, weaken the economy, and increase the unemployment rate.
The speaker's plan includes pairing a package of spending cuts with a one-year debt limit increase. House Republicans are reportedly still trying to collect the 218 votes needed to pass the speaker's plan. Former President Trump is reacting to the news of current President Biden kicking off his 2024 reelection campaign.
You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done.
Meanwhile, Trump is questioning why he should take part in the Republican primary debates. He said he likely won't get fair treatment from the anchors asking the questions anyway. The choice between Biden and Trump is neither for a large number of Americans.
A new poll is finding that a majority of Americans don't want either President Biden or former President Trump to run in 2024. The Reuters Ipsos poll found that 45% of Democrats don't want Biden to run again. That's compared to 34% of Republicans who say the same thing about Trump. Overall, the poll found that about two-thirds of all respondents don't want either to run in 2024. I'm John Schaefer.
Does a simple chord progression make an original song? Ed Sheeran maintains he did not copy Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On when creating his song Thinking Out Loud. He just used a very common chord progression within Marvin Gaye's song. That court case ongoing. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. officials say the mastermind behind the 2021 Kabul airport suicide bombing that killed over 150 people, including 13 U.S. service members, has been killed, and the Taliban is to thank for it. The ISIS operative was killed by the Taliban this month in Afghanistan, though a name was not given. The U.S. says American forces were not involved in the operation, but the government has intelligence that confirms the death. The U.S. dead in 2021 included 11 Marines, as well as a member of the Navy and Army, and was considered a major low point in the rapid withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. There's an outcry over plans to build a Chinese-owned factory in northern Michigan. In Washington, Representative Debbie Dingell says it's a very complicated issue.
I don't want us to become more dependent upon China. I want us to become less dependent upon China. Either they're going to be built with Chinese workers there or by American workers.
Residents of Green Charter Township, a small community about an hour north of Grand Rapids, recently protested, calling the electric vehicle battery plant a big mistake. The protest came after Democrats in the Michigan State Senate approved $175 million in state funds to support the project. Vice President Kamala Harris is welcoming the South Korean president to the U.S. The two leaders toured NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland on Tuesday. Harris said the two nations are strengthening their partnership on space exploration and climate change. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.